Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
And Joseph Ferreira.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast. We are here as iPhone photographers talking about iPhone photography and nothing but iPhone photography from iPhone photographers. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm iPhone photography. I'm Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And we are all here this week live from Cupertino, California. California.
Via satellite. Why is all four of us here today?
Well, I'll tell you why all four of us are here in just a second if you'd stop interrupting me, Mr. Sadowski. The point of us all being here is that today is going to be our super fantabulistic one-year anniversary episode.
Whoa!
It's true.
That's from our one Android user.
We have two.
Oh, then I'll give this one.
Whoa!
We have been on the air for in and about a year. I don't know. It's within 6 to 10 days of being a year. So happy anniversary to everybody.
And we have a really cool giveaway.
Well.
Did you guys get the anniversary flowers I sent you?
I did, actually. I got the anniversary flowers from you, Matt, but I didn't get the notes about the cool giveaway.
There you go.
We got a lot to talk about, and apparently we have a great giveaway.
We certainly do.
All right, super cool. What I wanted to get into real quick is talking about this little bit of exciting news that Facebook announced, or actually Facebook didn't announce crap yet, actually. They are having a press conference tomorrow to announce something, but word on the wire is they are going to have an update to newsfeed, and it is going to include independent feeds for things like links and photos and news and stuff like that. Have you guys read anything about this?
Yeah, I'm prepping my crash helmet and body armor for the eventual panic that's going to ensue.
I've already, just so everybody knows, make sure you head over to my page, because I've already started 1 billion strong against new Facebook. New Facebook against old Facebook of the faces books of new.
You know, and if you like this 1 million times, you'll get a pony.
Yes.
It makes me think of going back to MySpace for some reason.
Can you bring on the crickets for that one?
I would, but that one was even bad for that.
That was horrible. yes, let's go back to MySpace. Show of hands. Who had a MySpace account?
I had one.
I had one.
I did not. Oh, I'm the odd man out.
Yeah, I did have one. I had one for just a brief period of time until my ex-wife. I'd put up a couple pictures of the kids, and my ex-wife complained, saying, "Why are you putting pictures of the kids online? Rah rah rah! People are gonna come and steal them and shit." So I took the pictures off. And then, like, a year later, Facebook blows up, and she's got pictures of the kids all over the place now, so.
People are using them as their main image. Remember when MySpace was only able to handle 10 photos?
I don't remember anything about MySpace.
Oh, just me then?
Okay. It's been too long.
Whoa! I'll give myself that.
Let me read this clip from the article on TechCrunch. One of the dedicated feeds will be a photo feed of images uploaded to Facebook and Instagram. This will make the most pronounced This will make the most pronounced integration of Instagram into Facebook since its acquisition. Photos have long been its most popular content type, but one that has been underutilized without a dedicated feed. So this could be a huge win for Facebook. Instagram showed the power of photos alone, and the new Facebook Photos feed could get people browsing for hours. There will likely be an option to browse this feed full screen, and if it were as if it were a big one big album. So basically, imagine, and this is just all hypothetical now, but imagine having a few tabs up at the top where you could select how you would... This is epic. Huge freaking alley-oop, and now the Celtics are over the Pacers now, 83-81. I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about the Facebook thing. I'm like, actually enjoying something.
I'm actually pretty excited about this photo feed, because imagine having a few tabs up top and being able to select photos or links or whatever, and being able to scroll through just photos. And I mean, this is really going to be something that brings the Instagram-esque kind of thing to Facebook. You're going to be able to like, comment, and all that kind of stuff. And I imagine you're going to probably see some cross-platform integration where people could like and comment from Facebook, and it'll show up on your Instagram feed. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that, and nobody's said anything about that, but it really kind of makes sense, right?
It sounds pretty good.
If that doesn't happen, I'm holding it against you.
Well, think about it. Basically, in that quote that I just read here, think about it, though. Hasn't Facebook been lacking something like that? Like, pictures are showing up all the time. What if I just wanted to go through and kind of see people's pictures? The new mobile app is really cool in that if you're scrolling down and somebody has uploaded 17 pictures, you can then scroll sideways to look at all their pictures. That's actually really awesome. If you're scrolling on the desktop, though, you scroll through and then you have to click and you go into a whole nother environment, and it's kind of clunky compared to the mobile environment, where as you're scrolling, if you find a picture, you can then just scroll sideways and see all the pictures. It's actually really nice, comparatively speaking. But what if there was a way to where you could just see photos in the feed?
Yeah, this is going to be dangerous for me, because the way I kind of browse Facebook now is blaze through it and stop when there's a picture. And it's not because I'm illiterate. It's just I don't really want to read a ton of crap. I just want to see
the same
pictures.
Way we all used to look at Playboy, right?
Sure.
I was just thinking books in general.
Game over. Celtics win.
Woohoo! Hooray!
Okay, now I can concentrate on the show. Sorry, folks. I happen to be a fairly big Celtics fan.
You think?
I'm sorry. How many of our shows have I ruined because of the Celtics?
Hardly any.
How long has the season been going? Just
a
season.
How long have I been in the new studio in the basement with the TV, with a big giant 47-inch TV in front of me?
Oh, now he's bragging.
All right. So that's the biggest piece of news that's come out in very recent time. The actual official announcement from Facebook will happen tomorrow. We don't technically know, other than what we've read on TechCrunch.
Oh, I'm going to do some editing.
I'm pretty excited to see a new kind of revamp on the news feed. The news feed's actually been kind of stagnant for at least 3 years now, as far as how it goes. What I'm hoping is not just the design of it, but the kind of algorithm that goes into it, because it's kind of weird the way it works right now. Like, you have the two choices up top where you can have either most recent or top news or whatever it is. And if it's on top news, it kind of tries to figure out what you want to see. But even when it's doing that, it's like, it's really kind of clunky. Like, there can be stuff up there from 3 days ago that you've already seen. And if you choose most recent and you haven't gone there all day, it'll revolt back to, I say revolt because it's not what I want. It'll revert back to most popular, and then you're kind of looking at the same old regurgitated crap. I would like to see them figure out a new way to basically allow me to see what I want to see on the feed. And I mean, I go through, and if there's stuff on there that I don't want to see, I mean, my news feed right now is basically essentially filled with news. I have, you know, I have the Huffington Post, and I have CNN, and I have National Geographic. I mean, and then I have my friends, and then I've basically hidden everybody else. So I've designed my news feed to show me everything I want. If they could just leave it alone for me, I mean, if there was a setting where I could say, look, I know what I want to see, stop screwing around with it, that would be great for me. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see photo feeds.
Yeah, well, you do understand with the photo feeds that you're going to see a lot of the Boldomatic type pictures, where people do a picture and it's going to be with text on it.
Oh, right. Yeah. The image macros.
Yes.
I'm okay. Some of those are really damn hilarious. Like the one with the guy who's like, Instagram's down. Describe your breakfast to me.
Did you see George Takei's last image post?
I pronounce it Takei.
It's actually Takei.
Really?
I don't even pronounce it. I just avoid his last name
altogether. Call him Sulu.
There you go.
Just call him Sulu.
Anyway, there was a meme that was going on with Facebook for a little bit where people were posting things like, try to name a thing without this letter.
Oh, yes.
And then he posts a picture of Batman slapping Robin from the old comic. And Robin was started like, name a town without the letter. And Batman slapped. Interrupts him like, slap. No.
Yes. He just says, no.
He single-handedly killed that meme, and I thank him for it.
Yeah. Yes.
He is he's probably one of the leading forces behind many a meme.
Yes.
Although yes, funny.
I've actually been fairly proud of myself. I have started or shared rather some things and then like 2 hours later seen them from him and I've been like, "Uh-huh, I got it before George." I can't think of any good ones right now, but it has happened.
I'm thankful that I've still yet to see the Harlem Shake.
What? Dude, there's so many good Harlem Shakes.
I don't know
shakes.
What that is either.
Oh, there's so many good ones. There's so many good ones. There's so many bad ones.
Watch.
Oh, there's so many good ones, but there's so many bad ones.
I live in a bubble.
Boo!
That's for you, Keith.
Does anybody want to talk about iPhone photography today or what?
Hey, that's a novel concept.
Well, let's go this route. Does anybody have a specific topic on iPhone photography that they would like to talk about? Shh. Don't everybody talk at once. Mark, why don't you tell all of us what the hell you were talking about with this giveaway?
Okay, let's do that.
Just so you know, I legitimately have no clue what you're talking about.
No, that's okay, because I kind of sprung it up last minute. We decided to do the anniversary show kind of last minute also, so
that's true.
So there you go. That's why the people at Gizmon were kind enough to give us some goodies. Remember the iPhone case that they sent over for review? The one that makes your iPhone 4, 4S look like a rangefinder?
Yes.
Well, it kind of stunk that they didn't have one for the iPhone 5, but now they do. So we are going to give away one of those iPhone 5 cases. And
how are we going to do it?
Well, I'll tell you. Well,
interesting that you should ask.
On top of that, they're also giving away, they also gave us a nice leather case that you could put the rangefinder in and then
is
have a nice,
leather?
I don't know if it's real leather. I haven't opened it yet. I don't think it is, but it looks really, really cool.
I'm just totally peanut gallering it up here.
I kind of wish I had an iPhone 5, actually, to tell you the truth.
No, you don't.
Well, for this case, I do. The cases look really, really cool. I love these things. They give a nice flair to your to your iPhone. Anybody wants to see the review, just check it out on the Tiny Shutter page. But anyway, if you want to enter the contest, we're going to do it like we did last time. Submit a picture with the hashtag Tiny Shutter Contest on either on Instagram. You could do it on our Facebook page, or you could do it through our Twitter account, /TinyShutter, and Facebook.com/TinyShutter. And just make sure that hashtag is in there, and share your photo, and you are entered to win. So
hashtag TinyShutter Contest.
Yes.
Like it. Like it. Much better than hashtag TinyShutterTS, or what did we do last time? TSOloClip.
All
right.
So what are we doing? Just a random drawing then?
What do you guys think? I was going to do a random drawing, but
I say random.
Should we do the best photos?
Mm-mm.
Random? Random is good.
Random is much easier than pitting us all against each other to find the best one.
Ah, that sounds good.
I always find the best one though, so
well, you're awesome, Matt.
That is true.
Now that Joe's here, though, you don't have that. You don't have that title all to yourself, though.
Oh,
damn.
Hey, so good news. Since Twitter,
good news,
has...
everyone.
Nice, Mark. I think that's the fastest you've been since I've known you. That's what she said.
The ladies say I'm fast all the time.
Since Instagram has cut support for the Twitter cards that allowed you to see the entire image of the Instagram share over to Twitter, Facebook, or those people that make all the numbers work, have announced that it's actually been a good thing. My call was that it was going to be a bad thing, but it's a good thing for Instagram/Facebook. They have actually had a bigger turnaround and a larger uptake on getting people over to Instagram and Facebook. And in counter, Twitter has had a pretty decent upturn with people neglecting the Instagram surface altogether and just sharing directly from Twitter. And the reason I bring this up is because, as you guys might know if you follow me on Instagram, last week I went to a Celtics game, and it's been a while since I'd been sharing on Instagram. I said, you know what, I'm going to share on Instagram, but I also want to kind of kick up my Twitter presence, so I'm going to cross-process or cross-pollinate or whatever you want to call it. And so I was doing the whole cross-pollination thing.
And now you're pregnant.
And now, boom, we're expecting. I'm expecting at least 10 to 15 new Twitter followers. What happened was, literally, I mean, I don't know, I posted like 7 pictures that night. So 7 pictures in one day is like nothing compared to what some people do. But for me, who's been posting 1 or 2 a week, it was pretty significant. I actually picked up like 7 new legitimate Instagram followers and probably like 5 or 6 new Twitter followers. And there's no point to this whole conversation. It's just interesting that people are, my initial point was that people are viewing the pictures from Twitter, and that's where I was picking up some extra additional followers. So
what day was that you got those
Friday
followers?
Friday p.m.
Yeah. You know why?
No.
Because I posted on our Twitter, our Tiny Shedder Twitter account.
Oh, I saw that. You gave me a follow Friday. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So there you go.
But only some of them were from that. Maybe one or two of them were from my efforts too.
That's like 25%.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about one other thing, but I want you guys to talk about something first.
Well, all right, let me do this real quick. Remember how we were talking about the HTC new phone that was coming out?
Oh my gosh, it's so sexy.
It's a sweet, sweet phone. And I went to a Sprint store because I had a lunch break at work.
And Chubby.
Well, it's not out yet, so I didn't have the Chubby. But I was looking at the Galaxy Notes, and I got to say, I was not impressed with the OS. The camera, while they're great and everything, I couldn't get around the whole screen. It was supposed to be better everything, better resolution, but I noticed that a lot of websites aren't geared towards flexibility with the Android phones. They're all geared towards iPhone development.
What did I do? Did I send you guys that infographic about photo apps? Where is that? I want to find it.
Yeah.
Digital Photography Review Connect.
Where is it? Where is it?
That was on our Facebook page.
Oh, I put it on the actual Facebook page?
Yeah.
Which mobile platform is best for photographers? And then it had Android, iOS, and Windows 8.
Yeah, right. So this is a good segue. Let's talk about this.
It's a great segue, actually. So here's the thing. There's a couple infographics, and obviously Joe will put this in the show notes. Social networking apps, Android and iOS, have them locked down. Windows platform phones have.
And no one considers RIM.
Right. What is that? But scrolling down, it tells you if you are going through the Google Play Store, which just reached its 1-year anniversary. Was it today or yesterday? The number of photo apps in the Google Play Store is 7,547. The number of 7,547, you guys got that, right?
Yeah.
The number of photo apps in the Windows Store, 789. So what's that, like 100% less, 10,000% less? I don't know. That's some giant percent less. Okay, so if you wanted to go with a Android device, you'd have the choice of 7,500 photo apps. Now, we all know, first of all, that there's going to be a large percentage of those apps that are, like, worthless, right? There's only going to be a certain percentage of those apps that are actually worthwhile, right? Same, and my guess, and that could be way off. This is just a blind, wandering guess. My guess is that that particular percentage of how many of those apps are going to be useful is probably the same across platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's say 5% of the apps are worthwhile. It's going to be 5% on Google Play. It's going to be 5% on Windows, and it's going to be 5% on iOS.
You're being generous.
Anyway, so 7,000 something, 700 something, or 20,000 apps on the iPhone or the iOS Apple App Store. 20,000 photo apps on
That's
the App
amazing.
Store. So if you're a mobile photography enthusiast and you are looking for the best platform as far as software goes, hands down, you've got a better environment, a larger, more vibrant environment on the iOS store.
I think I have more photo apps on my phone than Windows iOS.
Totally going to say that. Like, I have 10% of what they have on the Apple, I mean, on the Windows store that I have actually on my phone.
Well, think about this, actually. Couldn't you play the numbers differently? Like, for example, if you make a really good photo app, what are the odds of you getting noticed on the iOS store? Because there's a lot happening there. But if you make a really good app on the Windows platform, yeah, you're a small fish, small pond, but you'll probably get the majority there because they're looking for stuff.
Well, that's actually a good point, Mark. We talked about this, like, obviously it couldn't have been more than a year ago because today's our 1 year anniversary, but it seems like 2 years ago. We talked about this a little bit after we talked about Doc Popular from Postagram.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is the whole environment. And what he mentioned is that the Google environment or the Google Play environment, the Android environment, is much more difficult for developers to make money in. So it's much more unenticing for them to put significant effort into developing in the apps or in the Google Play Store or in the Android environment because of the fact that their return on investment is very, very slim. They've got many, many more devices / software generations to try and cope with, whereas in the iOS platform they have it's very easy as far as you can pinpoint and really concentrate your efforts in the iOS app environment where you can.
I wasn't even talking about Android though. I was talking about Windows.
I know, but the same goes in the Windows area. Is that if you've got less people there looking for it, and you've got more people being able to produce something in the Windows environment or the Android environment for free, you know, that's always the thing I hear from people. And it's not so much anymore, but
yeah,
why would I pay for an app if I can get it on Android for free? You know, you guys have to pay for apps. We don't have to pay for apps. And that's that kind of mentality. You know, I mean, we have a mentality here over in the iOS environment where we're like, wow, it's more than 99 cents. It's more than 99 cents. Why would we pay for it? But
yeah.
So I think that, yeah, if there's only 700 apps, you're more likely to be seen. But what's the likelihood that somebody will actually give you money? And
I'd like to see the numbers on that because, I mean, that was a while
ago.
Hang
on, I'll go get them.
because a lot has changed with the Google Play. I mean, back in the day, it was the Google App Store. Now it's Google Play. And I think, I mean, from what they're bragging about, things have gotten better. especially with Samsung kind of controlling everything, kind of making that consolidation for everybody to use that one device.
This is the portion of the show, folks, where we begin to talk out of our asses.
Wait, begin. Wait, wait. When... Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah, I thought that started right after Mark Fletcher.
Scott Fletcher.
Mark's, Matt's like, whatever. Like I said.
Whatever, I'm still taking my nap.
Anyway, all right. Moving on. Did I talk about Big Lens yet?
No.
Big Lens is a... Did I not?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, last week. Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, forget it then. It's so awesome.
You know, okay, let me tell you this.
By the way, what a way to celebrate our first year anniversary.
Look, well,
I know, it's like
I downloaded
it. This is like completely opposite from our first year. We were so structured back in the day, weren't we?
Oh, very much so.
And then go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
We're a year older and Alzheimer's creeping in.
No, how many
in dog years?
Seven. Wasn't that hard to figure out?
No, I played with that app since last week, and I tell you what, it's pretty awesome. I wish they there was a way to really dial down the blur for the depth of field, but you can, but I would like it to be a little bit more subtle. I played with it. I was having a lot of fun with it, and I it's going to be part of my arsenal now. So that was a good.
Excellent.
That was a good suggestion.
Next question: has anybody since last week? Has anybody downloaded PS Touch for the iPhone?
No.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Forgot all about it.
The pattern is full.
I've been using it heavy since last week, and I'm still enjoying it, but I won't harp on that.
There's a reason why I have not been, because
you don't have the $5.
No, well, no, but I have been using another app.
Are you going to talk about it, or are you going to use it for your focus point?
I was going to use it for my focus point.
Well, then shut up.
I'm going to cry now.
Moving on. Let's just go into
focus points.
No, I'm gonna go into the post pick of the week.
Let's do it.
Post pick of the week by Keith Tharp. So
focus point.
I hate
why not?
That sound. It's like the worst.
I like it.
You would. I picked. We are not turning the tiny shutter.
No, anymore. We're not turning the tiny shutter. I'm sorry. We're just having a little birthday fun.
This is, you know, honestly, we're gonna go. I swear, we're gonna go right back to the structure next week. I tell you. I'm excited that I got to choose post pick of the week. To be honest with you, this is like really cool. Post pick of the week has been one of these things where I've really enjoyed it to see. I mean, essentially, we have to go back through 7 days of photos that have been issued to the Tiny Shutter hashtag and find something that really kind of just bounces for us. You know what I mean? It's just like pops, and then it's for me. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's always that picture that I keep coming back to. Like, I'm like, okay, that's nice. And then, oh, that's nice, nice, nice. Oh, but this one, I still like this one. And then you just kind of keep coming back to that one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, for me, the one that I kept coming back to, and I love it because of the simplicity. And you know what? I'll tell you, I know it's irritating for me when you guys start talking about it and I can't look at it. So I'm going to tell you what it is right now. If you are on the, Tiny Shutter hashtag, it's by a user called Samography, and it's within the past 24 hours. It is a landscape with a solo tree on the horizon, a fairly heavy vignette, and a warm skyline. Are you guys with me?
Yeah, I knew it as soon as you said simple.
It's a great, great, great freaking photo. Great composition, great tone, great treatment, and it's an image that, like, again, I say I keep coming back to it, and it's something that I feel I could just look into and think about my day. You know what I mean? I can just enjoy the view while I'm thinking about the stuff that I need to think about today. It's very easy and enjoyable to look at. So thank you, Mr. I'm going to click on his name right here and go, and it just says Sammo. So Sammography, Sammography. Thank you so much for tagging your picture with the Tiny Shutter hashtag. And everybody else, if you want to have your picture highlighted as the post pick of the week, make sure you hashtag Tiny Shutter and join in our community over there. We now have a grand total of
1 million photos.
1 billion photos, 5,828 photos as of this instant.
I was off by a few.
I was off by one.
5,200 and actually 1, 2, 3, 4 since my last one. But anyway, thank you very much, sir. And again, if you would like to have your photo featured, make sure you hashtag it Tiny Shutter on Instagram. You can also share them on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, you just have to post it, and Twitter, you would obviously also have to hashtag it with the Tiny Shutter post. But to be honest with you, you're probably gonna get glazed over. Just Twitter's just one of those places.
I look at them.
Well, Mark looks at them. So if it's his week, you're in good shape. Anyway, good. So thank you very much, folks. Let's move on to this week's focus points. And I am going to throw it at Joe and see if he's ready.
I knew you were going to do that.
Going to do that, Pappy Gannon. that joke's only for about five of you.
Yeah, my focus point is not really an app, but, you know, just a number of apps. I have been doing things with my photos that I typically don't like to do, mainly, and I haven't posted it yet because I'm kind of like, but doing a little creative changes to my photos just to kind of get out of doing the normal. And keeping it fresh. So I've been playing with selective color, not one color, but, you know, taking like my son, a picture of my son, and he's, you know, playing with my 3-ton jack for the car. And, you know,
that's always healthy.
Yeah. making a black and white photo, but having him in the jack, you know, as a, as color, just to add a little more contrast and, to have a something to draw the eye towards my subject. Nice. So I've been trying to do that. I've been playing with some of those train photos that I just took within the last month, and so I will be posting those on Facebook now that I've mentioned them. But you know, just take you know, as a tip to do something you typically don't like doing, but to give it added something to your arsenal, and then to also keep things spiced up and fresh.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Spicy and fresh. that's the tagline for the local Mexican restaurant down the road. Matt, what do you got?
And my
Matt, Los Lobos cover there? Band.
Did we lose Matt?
Listen, you can't bail out this week. You bailed out last week.
I'm cutting in and out for some reason.
Maybe because you keep pressing the mute button.
No, I haven't even touched it.
That's what she said. Happy birthday, Tiny Shutter.
That's how I felt about that.
I'm with you, Matt. I wasn't giving it to him. Go for it, Matt.
Well, I have an app, but after listening to Keith's thing about Facebook...
I just want to quit.
No. I don't know, maybe. No. After listening to the upcoming Facebook update, this app might be irrelevant now. But there's an app called Pixabay, which basically is a way for you to see all the photos from like your friends and stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram all in one place. Hmm. So, and you could sort them by like most recent, most popular, stuff like that. And it just lets you kind of flip through all the photos, in all the various, social media outlets, but just all in one place.
Oh, that'll still be relevant because, I mean, Twitter, you get the Twitter and you get the, Facebook family stuff together.
Yeah, is it like a Flipboard? The Flipboard app?
Kinda, sorta. Not really. It's really, well, yeah, I guess so. Okay. I don't know. I haven't used that app in a long time, so I kind of forget what that app's all about. But
I thought Flipboard was more of a magazine newsfeed kind of layout.
Yeah, but you can scroll through your Instagram and your Twitter feeds and all
right.
That.
You can add them all to the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Gotcha. This one is just for photos, though.
Very cool.
What is it called again?
It's called Pixabl. Pixable.
Does it cost anything?
It is free.
Oh, there you go. That's my. I'm downloading it now.
So all right, Mark, you want to do rock, simple. Paper, scissors?
Wait a minute, hold on. What else, Matt?
I was going to say, there you go. Fairly simple.
Oh, so there we go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Rock, paper, scissors for what?
To who goes next?
Didn't you already go?
No.
No? Oh, all right, then I'll go.
I did my post pick of the week.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was thinking of. All right, so I'll go next.
Because they're so close.
My app is going to be Pick Tap Go. And this is a really cool app. What's that?
New?
No, it's new. Not no.
That's what I said. New.
Anyway.
I missed the boat on the joke.
No, I didn't.
Come on. Stop making fun of me.
I'm lost too.
Thank you.
I posted
a thing saying, what do you think, on Facebook last week about PicTapGo. It was before it had launched, and they had a side-by-side of an amazing transformation of two kids in a bathtub.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and it said, you know, that they were going to be launching their app very soon. And I think that was in 2 or 3 days after that post that the app launched. And Mark downloaded it. Him and I chatted via text right after that. And then Mark's going to tell you what happened.
I don't remember the chat, actually.
You don't remember? I asked you if it was worthwhile for downloading and so forth. I actually haven't downloaded it yet. I was in the process of downloading it, and I said, what do you think? And I started reading the comments about it on the App Store, and I'm like, I'll hold off and see what happens in a couple days.
I really like the app. No, I remember. We were talking about it. The app is $1.99, and I teased that it was too expensive, and Keith said, you know, it was like, he made some remark about $1.99 too expensive. I'm like, yeah, I'm broke. I had to take out a second mortgage and everything. So that was the joke. It wasn't funny, and I didn't think it was worth mentioning.
Sorry,
but you brought it.
I thought you were being serious. The whole wedding photographer in the brinks of disaster kind of thing.
I don't even. Oh my god, I'm having total brain fart. Anyway, the app is really really cool. This is a filter app, but it's a very. It has really cool filters. Very useful filters. So what you do is you basically select your photo, and everything is all easy to use, very intuitive, just flick of the thumb to look through the filters that you want to use. And then you could adjust the intensity of them. And if you like the filter and you want to still keep adding, just another flick of the thumb and you could keep adding. And then share to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and easy as that. I mean, I wish I could say more about it. It's a really, really great intuitive app. And the results of the photos with the filters, it's really good. You have some filters that will correct your photo. For example, the one that they have as a sample is some of the portions of the photo is too dark. They have filters that will brighten the photo, which works pretty well if you have appropriate lighting. I know that sounds weird, but like the for example that you used, the kids in the bathtub, there was bright outside, it was dark on them. There was sufficient enough lighting to bring out the details of the kids. Mm-hmm. But when I did it inside with only my lamp burning, it wasn't really able to do much. So you're kind of limited to what you can glean from the JPEG that took the photo.
So when we were when we had our text conversation, I kind of asked you to give me a comparison from it to PicFX. But it kind of sounds like, or possibly anyway, that the difference between this and PicFX is PicFX is more of a filters like to alter slash retro tap filterify as opposed to improve or make more of a photo. I mean, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, I would say this
PicFX
is
PicFX would be more of effects and filters that make it look retro or unique or something. Whereas this one might have more things to make it improve upon it in a natural kind of environment.
It does both. I would say if PicFX and Snapseed got together and had a kid, it would be PicTapGo.
Really?
Yeah. Fitting too, because the artwork behind the PicTapGo looks like it was made by the creators of Juno. you gotta see it to get the joke. I assure you, it's funny. Maybe.
Sorry,
crickets.
Crickets? Yeah, I'll get. All right, I'll give myself crickets.
I didn't only because I had no idea you were going for a joke.
Nah, that's okay. I'm sure everybody in the audience felt the same way.
Everybody else is like, "What?
The
is
other
the show
cool...
over?
It's been over for a while." The other cool thing about this app, if you have a particular combination of filters and density, intensity that you like, you can save it and it will appear in your recipes later on. So you can really make a huge slew of new filters.
That's cool, like presets in Lightroom.
Yeah, and the other thing that it does is it kind of learns your behavior of what filters you use the most, and they have a tab in there called My Style, so it just shows the stuff that you use frequently, and you'll be able to
stripes and bow ties.
Yeah, you'll be able to pick from there. So it's a really really great app. $1.99. I think it's totally worth it.
Downloading now. Very cool. Thank you, Mark.
No problem. I'm sorry I wasn't funny.
No, we're all used to that.
I was just going to say that, Matt. They're all used to it. No worries.
Whew.
So I think that I've mentioned this once before, but I do believe it was on LensWipe that I mentioned it, and actually not on our show. And I'm going to go ahead and mention it again because I think it's pretty fun. If you get bored and you're trying to figure out a way to pop the creativity again, and you know you've done all of everything. You've done Hipstamatic, and you've done you know whatever other you know 6x6 or Squarerama or whatever the other capture devices are. There is a app in the App Store called NoFinder, and basically NoFinder. I came across NoFinder when I had my great giant amazing idea for a photo app. My amazing idea for a photo app. For a photo app.
Oh. Going for explicit tech now.
my great idea for a photo app was a pinhole camera. Now there is pinhole camera in the iPhone store, I mean the iOS store, but it allows you to have a viewfinder. And what I wanted was a pinhole camera that acted like a pinhole camera. You can't actually see your composition. You kind of have to guesstimate and eyeball and use your intuition. So that was my idea for an iPhone app, to make a pinhole camera where you just had to go by the seat of your pants and push the button. Along with thinking about, you know, okay, I'm gonna setting your exposures ahead of time so that it's not gonna be an auto exposure kind of thing. and you get what you get. So it might be overexposed, it might be underexposed, and you have to kind of go from there. So that was my idea. I never went through with it, but what I ended up doing was getting this app called NoFinder. Basically, NoFinder gives you the opportunity to go through several different films, several different varieties of quality, and no viewfinder. So basically, you just kind of hold your camera in such a way and take a picture. And what you get is baked in, just similar to Hipstamatic, but it's you can't see what you're aiming at. So it's just a kind of neat and fun way to maybe have a click at trying to revitalize some lost energy in your creativity. Anyway, so NoFinder, and it's available in the App Store.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it. I have to try that one.
All right. So, unless anybody else has anything for this 1 year happy anniversary episode.
Well, let me just remind everybody, if you're still listening, to enter the contest to win the Gizmon iPhone 5 case and the nice little leather-ish full carrying case. Just hashtag your photos with, what was it? Tiny Shutter Contest. Tiny Shutter Contest, and enter it through our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Instagram page. So, there you go.
Excellent. And if you want to have your image possibly selected as the post pick of the week, make sure you hashtag on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, hashtag Tiny Shutter. And make sure you head over to tinyshutter.com for links and information from today's show, as well as the opportunity to support the show. You can click on the sponsor tab, and you have several opportunities to give us some cash, and we will spend it on floozies at the strip club.
Like we always do.
Tired of using our money.
It's just what we do, folks. I'm sorry. That's not true. I wish it was.
Not true on Wednesday night.
Not true on days that end in Y.
I've never been to a strip club. Is that weird?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
We have a 50-50 split here, so Matt and I will be taking your money. Anyway, head over to tinyshutter.com, links and information to today's show, facebook.com/tinyshutter. Make sure you hit up all the other opportunities. And Joe, where can they find out about you specifically?
They can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
And Mark?
You could find me on Twitter. I am mostly Marcus.
And Matt?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, M. Hoffman Photo.
And I am on Instagram at Keith_Tharp. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We will be back next week, and have a great week. Bye.
Take care.
Happy anniversary.
Whee, oh, yeah.
Suck it, Android.
There we go. Perfect.